You're listening to Renaissance State, written by Girish Kuber, narrated by Sanket Mahatre. Chapter 1. Maharashtra. Rulers rule history, always. And that is of course true of India too. Historically, rulers of the north have ruled India. No wonder, then, most of the country's history is that of the northern region. It may also be because Aryans first settled in the north. Epics such as the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, emperors such as Nand, Maurya and Shung, historical figures such as Manu, Patanjali, Gautam Buddha and Mahavir were all from the north of the Vindhyas. Caught between the north and the south, Maharashtra has not got its due in the nation's history despite its immense contribution to it. Aurangzeb spread his reign over nearly all of India. But the region ruled by the Marathas frustrated him the most for over 2 decades of his life. He defeated many Marathas, but hardly emerged victorious, says scholar and historian Narhar Kurundkar, explaining the powerful Mughal emperor's predicament. Maharashtra was where Aurangzeb would eventually die. Incidentally, this is the region that also kept the British waiting. The East India Company's conquest of India in the 19th century was incomplete, as Pune had kept the spirit of independence alive. It took a betrayal from among the ruling Peshwas for the Union Jack to be unfurled over the fort of Shaniwarwada in the city. This was the beginning of the end of Maharashtra's glory days. But more on that later. Does the name Maharashtra signify the region's geographical strength? Or is it indicative of its people? Perhaps both, though academics are divided on this. A section of them believe that the region got its name because of its size. Some others think that it's because of the people the region produced. In his writings, Dimbha, a 15th century poet of the Mahanubhav sect, has described the region that is spread south of the Vindhyas, north of the Krishna River, and west of the forests. People from this region speak Maharashtri. Both these sections, however, agree on one point, that it was the language Maharashtri, an offshoot of Sanskrit, that was the genesis of the state of Maharashtra. In his treatise Arthashastra, the legendary teacher of the emperor Chandragupta Maurya, Arya Chanakya, 4th century BCE, who was also known as Kautilya, has mentioned a region called Ashmak, which is now the district of Nanded in present-day Maharashtra. It was in the 3rd century BCE that the Satvahana Empire brought the region under one rule. It was this empire that ruled for around 450 years and gave the region its inimitable cultural, social and geographical identity. Before the Satvahanas, attempts were made to unify small states to create a big empire. The Magadhs were among the first to succeed. Shaishunag, 6th century BCE, formed his empire and slowly expanded it in the northern region, from Hindu Kush to today's Assam. Bimbisara was the first well-known emperor from Shaishunag's family. His empire survived for 150 years, after which the Nanda dynasty took over. The Nandas ruled for nearly 100 years, only to be eliminated by the legendary Chandragupta Maurya after an 11-year battle. Studying the reign of the Mauryas is important in understanding the history of India. It was Chandragupta Maurya who defeated Seleucus I, a general from the army of the great Greek warrior Alexander, also known as Sikandar. The size of Chandragupta's empire was mind-boggling. From the Hindu Kush mountains to the Deccan plateau and even further south to the area known as Mysore today. After Chandragupta.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?